The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, Made in Chafford podcast episode 98.
Come on.
Yo, there's nothing but energy right now. The gang has been brought back.
Yes, sir.
Fourth member in the building.
Yes, sir. Oi, oi.
Yo, the excitement is real. I've been looking forward to this one.
Come on.
Boy, I've been waiting. Yo, this is family. This is sis. Yo, this is legit the fourth member. If you don't know, well, now you know. Nikki, please introduce yourself.
Hey. Guys, I'm back with the gang. My hands.
Yeah, it has to be done.
Guys, I've missed you guys.
We missed you
too.
You
still watch Empire? No.
Off the rip.
It's finished. So we finished it.
Thank God.
I finished it till the end.
The bondage is over.
Hold on. Is it hello to the people?
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Yo, so I just discovered the man and me wearing the headphones for sound quality reasons. I thought they were just doing that fashion.
Nah, man. You need to know what your levels are like. You need to know how you sound in the mic.
I can tell you, I'm sounding crisp.
Come on.
But yeah, special episode. You got to stop doing that.
We talking about ASMR. Now he's on it.
Bruh.
Jose Mourinho meme.
That's too funny.
All right. Wow, special episode. The energy already, I can feel it. 98, come on,
98. Two more to 100, baby.
Yes.
You already know. Okay, so boys, introduce yourself.
Cole Sanusi, big 2L in the building.
Love
what's
it.
Going on?
If you dare,
E-Man's on this ASMR now.
Why does he have a whole episode like that?
Oh my god,
I'll turn off his mic. I'll just turn it off.
It's me, man.
The door.
Genghis Kibogwe.
Come on.
AKA the Black Mamba Dove.
I really like that because it makes zero to no sense, but it makes perfect
sense.
If
you know what it means, then you know what it means. If
you
put the animals together, you know what it means.
Yo, snakes really be flying.
Yeah, dude, it's fair enough.
Not really, but yeah.
That sounds like something Dave would say.
Yeah.
100%. All right, so I guess there's only one place to start. We've got Nikki in the building, so we have to talk about the Nikki Diaries.
Come on. A lot of stuff has happened since you've been here.
Yo!
Oh, so much!
Was she on here last year?
No, I don't think so.
Like, it was like the year before.
2019.
Mate.
Jesus. Massive.
Honestly,
life really turned, you know?
You're the first guest to pop up a visual, so.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was fun.
That visual component was needed. Like,
yeah.
It's still one of my favourite moments
in
the pod's history.
The Empire moment.
100%.
Demi, why did you leave the room?
He had enough.
Nah, why are you doing Lucius like that, man? He's not that bad.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Do you know what? What's his name? The one who's Lucius. What's his actual name?
Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard. Do you know his famous actual quote?
What is it?
Next time, baby.
No. If I'm right, I'm right.
So that's where you got it from.
Can you imagine?
I never got it from there, but then when I realised I actually got it from there, it's mad.
It's even better now.
Yeah, it's even better now. This was in Get Rich or Die Trying, where he's driving and he's looking at the guy.
I remember
the
now.
Like,
if I'm right, then
I'm right. But if I'm wrong, then I could have been right.
Oh my God.
But then if I could have been right, then I'm right.
So he's been mad from day, basically.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
In the immortal words of Hugo, he's moving mad.
Come on, man.
Right on topic. No, so we have to start off with the Nikki Diaries. Like,
yes.
I mean, there's no other way to put it. Life has changed.
Oh my gosh.
Come on. She's with Leanne from fucking, what's it? Little Mix. She's.
Yep.
Getting 300k retweets.
Oh my gosh.
On a regular.
Yo.
That's a light day.
It's a lifestyle, honey.
It's me with a lifestyle, sweetheart.
Come on.
For real.
Oh my gosh,
what's
guys,
that like?
Thanks. Oh my
the
gosh,
300k,
stop.
You must have turned off your phone.
I turned off notifications. Mm. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
100%.
Stop. No. And like, not to brag, but a lot of tweets get like that
now
kind
you're
of. Yeah. And I just have to like mute notifications for those tweets. Yeah, because I can't do it. Because it does too much. And then my Twitter app crashes.
Mm. Really?
Literally, it crashes. My whole phone goes off. I'm just like, nah. And I don't even have notifications on anyway. But when I go on Twitter,
the app is just doing a mad god.
The most. Literally. But I'm grateful.
That was a really good impression.
That was actually a good one.
So what's the timeline like? Because obviously when you came on last, I feel like you're still doing YouTube. You're still running your pages.
Yeah.
But I feel like you made a conscious effort to run your pages like more thoroughly.
Yeah.
Like what was the timeline since 2019 to
so I literally, I was just like, I need to make like this page like official kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to just be pure news publication, positive news and all that. Mm-hmm. So I like made an effort to like get templates for like news stories and make sure I give like that kind of more in-depth information for like those news stories and stuff. So
yeah.
I think I want to like base it off social media, like Instagram and Twitter, and then our website. I want to like move into actually writing up articles and then making everyone go from Instagram to the web page.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I want to do in future. Nah. But when I get more time.
You know when I said this girl is in a different stratosphere when Pretty Little... Was it Pretty Little...
Oh PLT my gosh, yeah, literally all of them. PLT, In The Stars, So First. I was just like... Word.
Which picture was it?
Simmons and Maya.
Maya, yeah, their announcement of their, well, like their first picture, like out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously, let me know if I die. Exclusive! But yeah, so that was like their first outing. And obviously, he'd been in London for quite a while before they went to Wimbledon that day. And man was just like on Getty Images, like refreshing, where is this picture? So yeah. I literally was like, Let's get on it. And everyone stole the picture. And I was just like, bruh.
You need to make that watermark stronger.
No, honestly, I did though. Like, I put it in the middle.
It's in the middle.
And this guy's still like finding a way to crop it and stuff.
Not even give credit.
Like, the whole watermark is there.
That is
like, it's actually there. And that was like Stormzy and Flips when they were at Wimbledon as well.
Yes.
Flips cropped it and put it on Snapchat. I'm just like, bro, you can fully see my watermark right there.
He took out your watermark.
No, you could see like at the top, like he cropped it, but you can still see like half the pink circle. I was just like, I'm gonna let you have that one because
Flips, what are you doing?
That happens, isn't it?
Nah, you take, no, honestly, but, yeah.
What was the like? Because obviously, so you decided to make your page more like look a certain way. And
yeah,
get more like news.
Mm-hmm.
When was the point where you were like, nah, this actually is working? Because I feel like there was definitely a moment of time where you just had stuff that was, you know, we were talking about it as well. We're just flinging a group chat like, Nick, this has gone viral for Nikki. Like, when was the first moment where you're like, oh no, I'm reaping the rewards of what I've done?
I think it was like that John Boyega tweet. Definitely that John Boyega
tweet.
It was
like a million likes or something.
Mate, oh my gosh.
Not even just that, like, what's it? Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Quote tweeted it.
Yeah.
JK Rowling.
Yeah. Ryan Destiny. All of them, man. I was just like, oh my gosh. So, like, people are actually noticing this page.
Yes.
Like, I've got to, like, come profesh. Like, I can't just be, like, posting pics of my faves and stuff. I've got to make it, like, equal and, like, give them proper news and stuff. So, I think it was that point I was like, nah, I've got to take this a bit more seriously. Let's
You've
get into
so
it.
Well.
I'm gonna stop, guys.
What's been the highlight of your career thus far?
Oh my gosh, that is such a big question.
It's gotta be the Leanne. Know.
The Leanne one was iconic. Like,
say us, innit?
It has
coming
to be coming on here
for real.
Every single time, like it tops everything I've ever done.
Oh gosh. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
But talk us through, what was it like with doing up with Leanne in that whole documentary?
Yeah, so that was with work, actually. So obviously I do social media at BBC Three. So we were contemplating and kind of like trying to think how we're going to make this documentary a bit more positive. Because obviously people had like said, why is there a light-skinned girl doing a doc on race and colorism?
Yeah.
Especially, and then obviously her fiancé was moving mad on the Twitter and that.
Yes.
So yeah, we were like, we have to go like back to square one of how we're going to promote this doc and not get any more backlash. So one of the editors in the team, she was like, Nikki, I think you should interview Leanne. I was like, oh my God, really? Like, that is big to take on. And obviously, yeah. I was like, okay, sure. And then obviously we had to go to like her team as well to
approve it.
Yeah, but they weren't really like approving it in the beginning,
right,
at all. Like they weren't on it. Like we were on Zoom, and like her sister scares me. She was just like, I don't know, we'll see. I was just like,
what's the issue with, why would they?
I don't know. I think they just really wanted to like wrap her in cotton wool and like coddle her to not get any more backlash.
Yeah.
So I think they just needed like so much detail on.
But I guess
how the interview is going
to
go.
Yeah, it's always interesting when you actually speak to people like you work in the industry, so you see the cogs and how it works.
Exactly.
Like to me, having you do the interview would have been a like, especially for the black backlash she was getting at the time, would have been a no brainer.
Yeah.
Like, of course, maybe she should have a conversation with a darker skinned female.
Yeah, exactly.
That would just, it would ease a lot of
the
backlash.
Backlash, 100%. Yeah, that's what we went forward to her team, the execs, the producers, and everything. So, like 2 days before they agreed, and we were literally like scrambling. Like I was doing up questions, scripts. I had to like send scripts to them like three, 4 times. Take out questions, do more and stuff. But
wait, so in some cases, whenever you do an interview, you can send a script.
Yeah,
oh, you have to.
Yeah, and this one was like a shooting script because we were actually like shooting a video.
Because some people don't want to answer certain questions. Mm-hmm. Like the celeb has the authority to say, oh, I don't feel like, a lot of the time it happens when they have a scandal at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm just not talking about
I'm not talking about this. Yeah.
And I understand like interviews where you may not want to answer questions.
Mm.
I'm talking about scripts.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't want to just shoot the shit. Like it's not the Breakfast Club. Like it's it's rehearsed.
Yeah.
What so but you mean to tell me that there's a bunch of people who are just faking it all this time?
But what I did, I didn't put like all the questions that I wanted to like get across to her, just like bullet points of like summarizing what we would talk about in each instant, because I don't want her to like rehearse what she's gonna say and then it won't look authentic or anything. So
yeah, no, that's a fair point. Yeah, no, it's just, it was a really, yeah, you could see that was a big moment for you and a good look as well, because obviously that's a big brand as well.
Global, honey.
Man. The Little Mix girls were, or their fandom was,
they were going wild. Yeah. Literally, as soon as we posted it, oh my gosh, we were literally getting 100 retweets literally within a second.
Crazy.
And it was so mad. I was like, guys, it's blowing up. I literally turned my phone off because I had to post it as well and do like all the captions. Yeah. I was like, guys, I'm turning it off. Bye.
Yes.
I'm looking out.
That was a real highlight. I think for anyone, especially just coming from the same area as you, just be like, that's a big moment.
Guys,
that's a good look.
My hands.
Your support
has to be done.
We love it. We love to see it. Honestly, we do. You also you went to the BBC launch for the podcast for the girls.
Oh yeah,
for Nella Rose and I forgot the name of the
Nella Rose, Mary Musai, Diola Petro.
How was that?
Yeah, no, they're really good. So that was last Friday, and then I went to interview them last Wednesday before the launch. Just to like talk to them about the industry as well, and obviously they're all black women in the influencer industry, and we know it's quite whitewashed, but they were giving their points on that and their views, and obviously launching their podcast, the first time they've all come together to launch a podcast with a major company like BBC, One Extra, and it was really good to see them talking about how they started as well. We look at them and obviously like glamorous, shaking their ass on a and a yacht in Dubai and all of that, but strip that back, they're actually like real people, real emotions, real feelings. So it was just good to like get that side of them in that interview and see them celebrate last Friday. So yeah, they were really excited and happy about that. So
they deserve that. I think anything to get more Nella content is always a win.
Is the best. Yeah, literally,
it has to be done.
100%.
She's an absolute queen. What are you looking forward to?
She's just a funny girl. I think she's funnier than some mandem.
Yeah, she is really funny.
She is a very entertaining person.
Mm. Stuff just goes viral by her just being herself.
Like straight away, like that, shaking her ass and it was literally, it was literally like 1 second of like that whole 40 minute video.
She just lent herself really well to that sort of like meme sort of culture. Obviously, mm-hmm. Are you not embarrassed? This is really
yeah. I'm not embarrassed.
Of course.
Yeah, nah. She's a legend, honestly. So I can see that podcast really working well. So, Nikki, what's next for you? What have we got on the horizon?
Ooh, ciao. What's next, guys? Oh my gosh, that is a good question. Like, Demi, do you want to take my job? Like,
been trying.
You're coming with the questions. I love it. What is next? I don't know. Like, I'm literally taking each day as it comes. The goal is to interview Stormzy before the end of the year.
Okay.
Before the end of December, yep. I want to interview him or be a part of his promo for the album.
Okay.
And do a tell-all in-depth, long-ass interview. What's the question?
Eman's gonna forward some questions.
Tell me the questions and I'll.
The first question is,
why are you
be...
running from Chip?
So you're a man of God?
That's got to be the first question.
That's how Nikki starts. Like, damn.
So, why are you running from Chip?
Don't even send over the script.
I ain't sending over shit. They ain't getting anything.
You can't do no script. You can't listen.
Yeah, no. They're the kind of people that. I'm sure they don't do scripts.
Nah, Murky's doing a script. Come
he's
on.
Not doing
no,
script.
Why?
He's a pop star.
No, but have you seen how he talks like in interviews? He ain't had no script, sorry. He ain't had no
it's
script.
It's natural, isn't it? That's yeah. just how he speaks.
They're asking for a script.
I'll send him a fake one.
He is very... That whole thing is very polished.
Yeah, very true.
Fair enough.
Despite very the... True. What like how bad he can be in interviews? he's getting questions beforehand for sure.
Yeah, I'll send.
That'll
him.
Be a very interesting interview. I'd love to.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, please send
some questions for him.
We're gonna really grill him.
We're gonna grill him, guys.
He's gonna leave sweating.
Oh my gosh! But yeah,
so that's the main goal.
That is the main goal for
you're
next.
You're speaking to existence. Obviously, that's what has to be done.
Fingers crossed.
Are you working on Rap Game as well at the moment?
Yes, so working on Rap Game. Rap Game is back, guys. How's it hope going? You're watching. It's going really well. Great, like it's so interesting. You've been watching.
Is this the one with Krypton Conan?
DJ Target. Yeah.
Do you know how I know it's a really good show in the sense that. Rap isn't a genre that my mum's really interested in.
Oh,
but she loves it.
Yes. I'm sending this to the exec. This episode to Craig to go. I'm going to be like, listen.
Yo, tell him.
We tell love him you guys.
Him. He loves the rap game.
Oh my gosh, I love it. No, it's going really well. The rappers, they're really good. Obviously, there's a lot of like mental health issues they're going through as well.
Yeah.
So a few of them are just like, they either leave. Spoiler alert, I won't tell you who leaves. They either leave, get replaced, or like they don't feature in some episodes.
Right.
And I think it's great that Krypton Conan and Target allow them to do that. And they sit, and in the episode, they sit them down as well and talk with them. So it's great. But yeah, guys, watch episode 2, The Clash.
Yeah.
That was a crazy, crazy one. I think The Clash is like the best any episode. And yeah, this is like the third series, so...
Okay.
Nah, it's doing well, and I think Krypton Conan are a perfect host for it as well because they've obviously got longevity. They've been here for a while. They know the ins and outs as well.
Yeah.
So it makes complete sense that they're the two that were chosen,
mm-hmm.
and they've obviously got that mainstream appeal.
Exactly, and they're so harsh as well. Like the judging, like this time around, they're really harsh.
They're not playing any games.
Conan ain't playing any games. Conan will tell you to your face like your shit. He was literally like to someone. I wasn't feeling that. That was kind of cringe. Someone was like dancing and performing. He was like,
I saw that clip.
Yeah. And the guy that went American, he did like the American accent as well. And then they had like Jamma BBK on as well. And he was like, yo, where you from? Like, why'd you go to America? They were just literally stripping them apart. Like, yeah. Nah, but no, it is good.
It's elite content.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you're very, very happy to be a part of it.
I am.
Also a part of them. I forget the name of it, the makeup one as well.
Oh, yeah, Glow Up BBC with Maya as the host. That was sick.
That was good.
What's that about?
Yeah, I don't think I've heard
it. It's literally like Rap Game for makeup artists. Oh, okay. So, yeah. Literally, competition, makeup competition show. And the winner gets to do makeup for like a big brand and work with like people in industry. So, yeah, we had Maya as the
That's
host.
Very smart.
Social went off. Like, she's great for social as well. Of course. Retweeting everything, and we did like extra content with her. So it was sick.
I've got a question. So
go for it.
Like most people, they just emulate like their friends in terms of like makeup. So you always see majority of people look the same. The only thing that I see that's different is probably the eyeshadow, and that's it.
Yeah. But this one, there was like different challenges, like prosthetics you had to do, or like they had a Peaky Blinders theme where they had to literally do like makeup of like bruises, punches, cuts, and everything. Okay. So it's not just like highlight and contour and stuff, but it's like loads of like different things.
Oh, okay. I see what you thought the show was.
Yeah. Just like standard.
Really pushing them to the limit.
Standard highlight and contour. Yes. I mean, we do that on a normal day. Maybe.
There should be a birthday makeup round.
Oh my gosh. I'm so done.
Could you imagine, bro? I know the men online be cooking women for food. For birthday
makeup.
No, let the women do your thing.
Listen, birthday makeup. Like, I'm not gonna do this on my birthday. Do you know what I mean? This is so basic. Like, that's so dead. A bit more. I mean, some like big up all my girls out there, but some of them do it the most.
Take it easy.
Yeah, you know.
Take it easy.
But it's that extra glitter, that extra eyelash. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough. Gonna see that highlight from the
movie. Well, you have two eyelashes.
Sometimes people like to do a double lash.
Do a double who?
What, two lashes? I mean,
yeah, it could like just double up the strips. Oh, wow. That's if you like wear strips, but if you do individual, I'm bro. So done.
Bruh. That's amazing.
I've heard, I've seen it all now.
Birthday makeup is a whole other topic, honestly.
Damn. We're definitely not prepared for that topic.
Nah. I don't want to get cooked.
You need to bring about five girls on if you want to do my birthday makeup.
Okay. Oh, well, at some point we have to do that then.
Yeah. I'll add it to the list.
I love it.
Okay, so I think we can segue quite nicely into the next topic, unless anyone has any other questions for Nikki.
I feel like this has turned into the Nikki episode.
Oh my gosh, honestly, guys. Just been got in. Did you bring me on like just to interview minutes. Me? Yeah,
you know I mean? So much.
I love
she's
it.
A queen. It's she's a fourth member.
Testament to how much you've done the past couple of years.
Yeah, your journey's been mad. And I think just to take the opportunity to say we're so proud of what you've managed to achieve.
Guys,
as
you're
going to
make me cry in a pod. No way.
She's done pods back to back as well. She was on Black Living as well.
Yeah, honestly, it's been a sick week, man.
Oh,
God. I love it.
Even
been potted.
I love it. So you're going to be very excited about the next topic. I think you already have an idea of what it is.
Listen.
What's up?
Casa
fucking more. No, when they were screaming that, I was actually like, hey! Big up all the boys in Casa More.
So for context, because I can see Eman's a bit confused. So Casa More is probably the most interesting part of Love Island, where they take the boys to another house and the girls stay in the main house and they separate them, and it's got like real lads holiday vibes. What couples are going to be tested? Couples were tested for real.
Mm-hmm. When you say lads holiday, like what are they doing on the lads holiday?
So they're obviously away from their girlfriend, so it's like, oh, what can I get away with?
They meet new girls,
getting gyal
basically. And
don't
same
die
for the
women.
Don't die for Nyash.
For real.
And them man were dying for Nyash. Like,
Ayo, before we move any further, the name of this episode is Certified Chaffer Boy. I don't care. Shouts out to Toby. He's doing his thing. He is the hero.
Toby, yeah.
He put this season on his back.
My goat.
I need him at the station.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Give that man whatever he wants. JD contract, 500K.
No,
we're
honestly, he needs it.
He's put the season on his back.
He's the only one interested.
For people like myself, I don't watch Love Island. What's really... Why? Why? No, at first, I've explained it many times on this episode. You know what, guys? If you're listening, go back and then listen on a few episodes.
You're not here for it.
I'm definitely not here.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But I've been hearing that Toby...
just saving the show. Certified Chaffer Boy, man. For real.
Yeah, Certified Chaffer Boy has been doing a madness. Well, I mean, he's been doing a madness. So explain to the people what's actually happening.
He's just gone from girl to girl, man. He's trying to go for six for six.
No.
Pretty much. Trying to get all the Infinity Stones.
For real, dog.
Listen, man.
I didn't even think about it because I forget. Like, he's actually coupled up with Mary at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still feeling for Abigail.
Yeah.
He told her, I still like you as well.
I was like, I like her, but I like you as well.
I can see the real struggling.
Honestly, he was actually like...
He doesn't
know. I always say I don't want to live with regrets, but fuck, I regret it. Okay. Toby. Listen, man.
He's a national treasure, bro.
No, he actually is. I actually love him.
We're getting him on the pod.
No, you need to. Oh my gosh, guys, you actually have to.
Toby, come on the pod.
Come on, man.
For real, dog.
Come home, dog. We've got questions for you, dog. Come on.
And they ain't going to be scripted.
100%.
No questions.
But let's talk about Castle Moore, because I think prior to it, this season has been deemed boring. People are like, oh, there's not been much going on.
No, guys, honestly, it actually had, like, the statistics, like, the viewership been low.
Wow.
Like, really low. Like, we always get, like, the ITV, Channel 4, all of that, so we can see our competitors, you know what I mean? And literally, they don't even make top 10.
Crazy.
Are they now?
Now, since last week, number one.
Man.
I'm not surprised.
Literally. Love number one
boy in the building.
Yeah, you know, you do this thing, man.
On, it's Toby.
The bag's gonna be different for Toby. 100%. I mean, I don't want to get too stuck on him because the whole episode was mad.
Crazy.
And, you know, we've got a certain amount of time that we have to try and discuss all of this. So, Liam caused tragedy in Birkenstocks. Liam.
Wait, what?
He was wearing slippers.
Backer.
Jesus Christ.
How did, you know what? If
I can't believe
really
this.
Really should have been like, what the fuck are on your feet?
No.
Recouple with that lily.
What a dough.
It was the way. It was the way he entered.
Yeah.
He was just like.
Like, he's going to the boxing ring, like.
He was so happy.
I got away with it. Nah. The evil Liam has done. Nah.
I would have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for meddling lily.
You know.
Yo.
And they never do that, you know.
They've
like
never done that
the
before.
Girls never ever come back in.
So they know what they were doing.
They knew they were doing.
The producers deserve.
And
a
Laura was bare probing,
episode.
Like, who was
who
it?
Who was it?
Who was it?
And then Liam was just like, shit, you got me.
They got me.
You're figuring it out. Wait, you got me now.
So Liam was in Castle Moore feeling another girl, vibes in to the point that he said, "Did he say, oh, I need to kiss you to know
how to feel?" Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he said he needs to kiss her to know how he feels about Millie. Kissed her, said, nah, it's that Millie's the one for me. And he's tried to come back, and he's normally you'd get away with it, like, not this time. ITV span that block differently.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable things.
Lily with the glizzy, man. She came in, and then she was like, I thought I had a connection. Obviously, it wasn't enough. And then the producer's like, oh no, the presenter's like, who was it with? Pans to Liam. Liam's just like,
Liam's literally grinning. Like,
Liam had blood in his eyes, man.
He went red, and that wasn't the tan. That was his blood coming from.
It's the way, like, it was watching Millie, like, change. Like, he was obviously on her, like, and she was like,
she was like, get off me.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for Millie.
Yo, my queen.
Nah, Kaz was like,
she put Tyler in a spliff.
You know what with Kaz, I do like Kaz a lot, but I feel like she's playing herself, man.
Too much.
I think she's playing herself.
Way
the
too
thing
much.
Is she's playing the game well because she's getting to know somebody else, and she realized that Tyler obviously didn't come in wanting to speak to anybody else. Mm-hmm. But jumping straight in with the other dude, if you're not careful, it will happen again, innit?
Exactly.
That's the problem. Yeah. So. I don't know.
This
I
other guy
her,
doesn't
though.
Like I do. Her. I don't
well,
think
don't
he
think
likes her.
He's just trying to get into the main villa.
Just trying to stay in the villa. That's his passport into the main villa.
Tyler's the biggest villain to me.
Tyler's the biggest villain. Tyler has done anything wrong.
You know what I think he has? When he came into this villa, his energy was just on Kaz.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not feeling nobody else. And Kaz was the only single one. So he was like, that's the one for me.
Yeah.
As soon as Castle Moore happens,
yeah,
head gone. Clarice is going to put him in a spliff.
Nah, it Team Clarice. I love it. Buffy.
No vampire.
Buffy, no slayer.
No slayer.
Buffy, no slayer. Yo.
Oh my gosh. Don't kill me.
She is a bad. My head would turn. I can't
I'm
going to say, honey, you just have to understand. It's different, man. Look at her.
Yeah, she's very, very nice. But I feel like that it looks like she might be on to
Teddy
isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's she's wasting her time.
She's wasting her time for sure.
I don't know what he sees in her. And I like Faye, but she is jarring.
Shall we discuss Faye?
She's a dumbass.
Her biggest idiot. She's going out sad for real. Nah, she's playing herself.
Mm. And I'm just her. Damning. There's no doubt about it. And I don't necessarily have a problem with her to reacting to the postcard.
Yeah.
But her attitude when he came back in was like, well, okay, A, he's come back in on his own. So nothing must have happened.
Yeah.
Maybe I've misread this situation. Mm-hmm. For her to just be like, well, and it was in a game. I don't care. No,
she was doing too much.
Like, obviously, if it was in a game, it's different.
She was doing too much. She thought she was going to have like her congrats hun moment. Like, sorry. Oh, it weren't giving what it was supposed to. It was literally embarrassing. I was having secondhand embarrassment for her. Like,
and Teddy's, at his core, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
So you can see that.
He handled it well, I think.
So mature, so.
I'm still sorry for that Sam bloke who's now got to stay here. He's going. He's got to first.
Got to watch Faye and Teddy reconcile.
Yeah, exactly.
Sam gave us the best moment so far. The way he was smiling.
He saw the postcard. He said, "I'm staying here. We're in, lads. We're in."
That's not a normal type of smile.
That's an evil person.
If you're Sam, it's just about getting your followers up at that point. You know, get up to 100k. You can do the ads. You're set. You know, but
Faye fumbled the bag.
Yeah, she fumbled, but they're definitely gonna get back together, guys. Though.
Oh,
you think so?
100%.
I think Teddy might be over it.
Nah,
I think Teddy might be. That's just a guess of mine. I think he might be over it.
But the way he like pulled her in yesterday when she was crying.
Yeah,
but maybe like, just turn on the waterworks, Faye. Yes.
When all goes badly, just start crying.
That's why you gotta learn how to cry on cue.
On cue. Jesus.
After God, fair women. That's the trump card. They're like,
because what can you cry. Do if someone's crying?
Exactly. You can't be nasty to me after that.
Over.
The argument's done. Huh? No, that's rude.
You want to laugh?
That's actually rude.
You're a dangerous man.
No, that's an evil man. That's an evil man.
Bro. You
might get
a laugh for that.
Bruh. The thing is, sometimes I find weird things funny, man. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. To laugh the way she started crying. It was like,
I
was like, what are you doing?
You've got to laugh in your head. If you laugh out loud,
now you're done. Those tears are drying up real quick.
Clothes jarring.
Oh gosh, why does she sound like she's on Ket 24/7? Oh my god!
I was just gonna say she sounds like she's gargled nails.
Oh my gosh!
Jesus Christ!
No, I'm sorry. You didn't like really? Like I just did it. I was just like bloody hell! Like have some water. Come on the calm down. Like
she talks like she can't be bothered to speak.
No, honestly, like she's tired 24/7. I'm just like.
Yes, it does sound like your voice first thing in the morning, or like when you wake up.
When you wake up, or when you're so tired, like you're slurring your words. I'm just like, she's 24/7 slurring her words.
Have you ever had a conversation when you were tired?
Like, I've had a conversation.
When you're about to go to sleep.
Yeah, and I'm just like her. But that's for like 5 minutes, and then I go to bed, and I'm fine in the morning. But she's like,
that's her all the time, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's bad.
Like crazy honestly, bad. And I do feel like you can't even hear what she's saying half the time as well. No, it jars me so badly.
I'm not a fan of Chloe
at all.
Like, I don't hate her, but I feel like my sympathy was capped after the Kaz situation.
110%.
Because obviously, like she did what she did to Kaz, and then obviously
hypocritical when it happened to her.
Exactly.
I really like Toby's Abby though as a person. Like, I think there's something quite endearing about her.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, just give us a bit more, like what you think she's like.
She seems like a nice girl. Like I don't think. I mean, the game is a game.
Right.
I don't really see much about her. Like,
but I don't know. I just found her quite. Like, yeah. As a person, she hasn't done anything.
She's so delusional, though.
Yeah, I don't know. She needs to run.
I don't know how she. First of all, I don't know how she thought Toby was not coming back. That was ridiculous.
That was stupid.
It's the way he entered.
Nah.
Like, he was holding her like. He looked like he was caught in the act.
Yeah. Like, he was.
He was.
I mean, he's.
He's going to get his cake and eat it.
For real.
He's going to. That's why I love him.
Six for six.
I hope so. But I'll see.
He is balling like.
No, honestly. But he's just a baby boy, man. He's so young.
Yeah.
And obviously, he always says, I've never had a relationship, blah, blah, blah.
But
so,
you can tell. As he. How he carries himself and the way he speaks to girls, you can genuinely tell.
Exactly.
He's not.
But
that's
why he says he gets girls.
A lot of
like,
DMs and that.
He said his success rate is 100%. I was just like,
the boy weren't lying.
Bruh!
show me where the lies are. Like, if he wants it, he gets it.
He does. Pretty much. My gosh. Nah.
Sometimes you don't even want it. And it comes
in. And
oh my gosh, it's true.
Fair enough.
Yeah, nah. Is it obviously probably best to just touch on Hugo?
Oh my gosh, he gives me the ick. Just even looking at him.
Dr. Alex? Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, at least Alex had a little bit of endearingness about him.
You know what I mean? And at least he was like friends with people making coffees. He went doing stupid speeches like Hugo and saying moving mad 24/7. Like,
hey, if a girl ever says you go girl to me, just
end it. Bro, like, no.
Cut the cameras.
No, dead ass. Dead ass.
Out the burner.
Nah.
100%. I feel like after that situation with Toby, it kind of paints him in a bad light, because obviously
500 Twitter like him though. They felt he I don't know.
Bro, if my boy does that to me, we're having a conversation. Like, what the
hell? No, honestly. And they all kept saying family, family.
As if he's fucking Fast and Furious.
Like, Dominic Toretto.
Relax, bro.
Come on. Nah, man. It's just, I was not here for the way he dealt with that situation. So poor. And then to try and be like, well, that's how you feel. Like, yeah, that is how I feel. Like, the fuck was that about?
He knew he was in the wrong, because obviously when Teddy called him out on it he was literally walking away like, no, I did. Teddy was like, you didn't tell him that. You were telling him the opposite. Like,
oh, it's gross.
And it's one thing doing that, but then it's another thing now going to Chloe, trying to move to her off the back of that. You know,
Chloe said, I don't even want you.
I said, God is good.
Thanks for sticking up for me, but this ain't it.
A potentially great contestant in Georgia because of this.
Yeah.
She's running things online.
She is. Well, I just feel like she had a personality online, but she didn't really bring it to me that much. No, but do you know what it was? On After Sun, she did give a bit of chat, and she was just saying like how the only people in there that she thought had a proper connection was Kaz and Tyler. So that was really interesting. That's probably why Kaz is so upset.
Okay.
Because obviously in Kaz's speech yesterday as well, she was like, we spoke about the outside world and stuff, but we don't get to see that. So
Fair enough.
But yeah, Georgia,
they do quite a lot of stuff, don't they? It's produced, so we're gonna see a lot of
100%
missing content. Exactly. That's interesting, actually. I never thought about that from that perspective.
Yeah.
So what, not even Jake and Libby?
She literally didn't mention them. She was saying Kaz and Tyler. Like,
to be fair,
their
connection was deep. I don't think Jake likes Libby.
No.
I think it's his ticket to the final.
100%. He weren't feeling her in the beginning, innit?
So hold on. How does a person, or how does a couple win Love Island? Like, how do they get?
They get the most votes, basically.
By whom?
By the people.
The public.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At the end.
Yeah.
You've got to survive.
Yeah.
So Jake's just seen that 50K.
Literally, his eyes are on the money.
Yeah, nah, he knows Libby's ticket there.
Oh my God.
Bro. I can't watch the challenges, man.
They love it, don't they?
He loves
like
it.
Every opportunity. It's just a pony.
It's
gross. So gross, man.
Oh,
nah,
my
they're
God.
They're not playing games at all. It's not a good watch.
No, Jake, the evil you have done is enough as well, because he was orchestrating everything in Casa Amor, telling all the boys, just go. You're on a lad's holiday.
You're
on a lad's holiday? Shut up with this lad's holiday.
He quickly became unlikable.
Very unlikable. And it's mad because before that, it was either Liam and Millie or Jake and Liberty to win.
Yeah.
So who's going to win? Because we don't like Liam. We don't like Jake.
Faye and Teddy, if they can reconcile, because they're in with a chance.
Yeah,
got
they're my winners. If they get back together, they're my winners.
Fair enough.
Even if Liam and Millie get back together, they're not my winners. Sorry. Liam has capped it too much.
You think Liam, you don't think he can get back?
No.
You don't think he can pull this back?
Thank you. Millie will get back with him. She will. She will. She likes him too much. She will.
Yeah.
But the public will never forgive, so.
Yeah, once you've done wrong and 500 Twitter's eyes, it's over.
You're done.
Forget about it. I guess, is there anything else on Love Island?
No.
Not that I can think of.
Moving Mad isn't ours anymore, guys. We need to stop.
But this seems to happen every season. They take a word from us and it becomes
pop culture. Yeah. So annoying.
What was it last time? Damn, I can't remember, man. But they definitely did the same thing a couple seasons ago. They will take at least one phrase and it will become
a
thing.
You know that Hugo just heard that from one of his students. So like, yeah, I'm taking this.
It's Aaron. Though. It's probably from... Yeah, literally.
Yeah, 100%.
Aaron was obviously close with Hugo, and obviously Aaron is a black guy. He was probably giving Hugo like cool lessons and tips and stuff.
Yeah.
He'll be like, just say move mad.
On the flight.
72 days. Oh, 72 hours. Imagine.
Doesn't she have a boyfriend at home?
Allegedly, well, she has a boyfriend.
What a time to be alive.
What?
Yeah, it's a mess.
So it's an actual mess.
Yeah. What you're thinking, yes.
Yes, yes,
lips
and
in
yes.
Man, walking out with man.
But listen.
And then you go back home.
to your man.
Oh, exactly. I love you. She's going back home.
My
400,000.
What am I?
Yep.
What am I?
And management.
You're just a vessel.
You're just a pawn in the game,
bro.
Thank you for playing.
If she'd made it to gas up, that's why she sunk her head.
I'm fighting everyone.
Yeah, she's like, shit. My time's up.
I'm fighting your agent.
No, Cap.
I'm fighting everyone. This whole room can get spun.
No, yeah. Literally.
It's crazy. The game is crazy. How many followers does she have now?
She literally has like over 400,000.
I'm fighting the followers.
When she
went
in, she literally had double digits, like 77.
400,000 is done. Like, she's
unreal.
Yeah, nah.
It's the fact that her first post was her management. Like, guys, email me at Neon Management.
There's always them Neon youths.
They take everybody.
Who's
like
with Neon?
Joey Essex, or like the Essex Tower guys.
Yeah.
James Locke, I think, is with them.
Who's the person from Onyx Group?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
That's on Love Island.
Oh, Salma, she was nowhere to be found, but
that was sad.
She went outside.
For real, could have been one of the best to ever do it. Yeah,
100%. She was one of the buffest that went in.
100%.
Of all time.
Man,
I don't understand.
Get your followers up, man. Get the bag.
It's true, but did her followers even increase that much?
So. Probably not, but every little helps.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Wait, do you know what country she's from?
No, I don't.
No, I can't say. Are you enjoying what you're seeing?
she was a different breed.
Yeah, nobody was on her. Man.
I could like they must have been watching a different show.
No, honestly, she was beaut. But the thing is, we'll see on like the Saturday show, like the Unseen Bits, where she probably had like a bit of a personality, and they would have put it in that instead of the actual edit. Yeah.
We'll see going forward. But so third topic for today, as we move on. Dave just released his second album.
David.
We're not alone in this. We're all alone.
We're all in this together. We're all in this.
I had a mad
yo. Bro.
Oh my God.
Sorry, David.
Hang on, before we continue, Iman, did you follow her account?
Did you press follow?
No, I think I followed her before.
Hey, you're a scout. What's that?
Do you work for the PR company?
No. Because the thing is, like, there's only one person I followed on Love Island. That was Toby. Okay. But I think I followed her before Love Island. And 100%. I think it's because she might just be from the East.
Oh. Tanzanian chairs. Oh.
That might just be the reason. That's why I was looking. Fair enough. That's why I was asking, like, what country is she from?
Yeah.
She just might be Tanzanian.
Fair enough.
And then now she's displayed what? Embarrassment. So
maybe
you chose this life,
innit? You just be in a really random place on Twitter, like in a place you won't you expect to see E-Man. He'll just be there. E-Man G45 like this. E-Man. I'm like, how is he here?
But the thing is, sometimes it's just like I'll bump into like random people and they'll just be of a certain status on social media, but you know,
Jenga Stibogwe, isn't it?
It has to be done.
For real. Like,
sorry, I cut you off, Debbie.
Dave's latest album just
Dave.
Yes.
David.
David. David.
David.
Fan love. thoughts on the album?
I listened to it twice now. Okay. I should have listened to it a lot more, but I've listened to it twice and I really enjoy what I like. I really like it.
Yeah.
I wish I could give a deeper dive into it, but because I only listened to it twice, I can't really give the most comprehensive thought currently at the moment.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. How do you feel about it?
I liked it. I thought it was good. I did rather enjoy it. Like him, I've only listened to it twice now. Mm. I enjoyed it. I think my only criticism, and I don't know, it might not be something people agree with, but it's just the song. Some of them were just too long. Yes. I don't like it when it happened. I think he's such a clever person that I think he could say what he's trying to say in half the time.
Yeah.
That's my issue with it. That's my only gripe with it.
V Nick Dem's doing his thing.
Simon Cowell in the building.
V Nick Dem's.
That's my only criticism. Yeah. I think the singles were great. The dance has been on repeat. Lazarus as well.
Yeah, Lazarus.
Like, and 20 to 1, I really like what he did because it's got like this sort of operatic sort of feel to it.
Yeah, I loved it.
And it's very. And if you was listening to the album when it dropped, it was actually
20 to 1 when that song came on.
So
oh,
that fair was enough. Genius.
That was genius.
You know,
that
he's got
mind.
That sort of thing in his head.
Yeah,
Davido.
Fair enough. Calm down. I think I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I feel like musically he's gotten better. His raps have gotten better.
Yeah.
The topics he's getting into, he's flipping them and making them like more substantial. Like for example, on the first album, he was talking about being black.
Yeah.
Now he's talking about Three Rivers. So he's talking about Windrush generation and even talking about himself. There's way more personal stories in this one. Having his mum cry at the end of Heart Attack. I think. Overall, I actually think it is a better album than the first one.
100%.
I just don't think it will have the same impact as the first one. Only because everybody was waiting for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good that people will just say, yeah, that's his first classic.
Yeah.
But it's, honestly, I think the raps are probably even better on this one.
Yeah.
But my only criticism, slightly different to Demi's, is I feel like the singles could have been a bit better. I love Clash. And I also really like Lazarus, if that was to be a single.
Yeah, I feel like Lazarus or System should have been a single.
I don't know if I like System, you know?
But he plays System so much more, like, on his, like, stories. Whenever he, like, puts stories up, he plays, like, System a lot. So I thought maybe that's going to be, like, the next single, or maybe he would drop it as a single when he dropped the album, but...
Yeah, Clash. I hope he picks Lazarus over... System, if he has a choice.
Yeah, Lazarus is. Oh, I love that song. Oh, it bangs so hard. There's like crack in that song.
That's the craziest thought.
Go on.
What if Dave could be the next James Bond?
Okay.
And do you know what? I can't remember what. I can't remember what song it was.
I just thought about him going on a yacht. An Aston Martin yacht. It could be a possibility.
Yeah.
It's not that far fetched.
No, but I can't remember what song it was. There's like an interlude of where like a woman is saying
about a movie.
And you've got to sign an NDA and stuff. Yes. So you never know what movie he's in.
That's a good question. That's a good point.
Could be
David
James
as James Bond.
If that happens.
Fair
enough.
But yeah, it is a good album, and obviously he
just so
number one.
Situation.
Yes,
it was. It's just gonna be insane. Like, yo, Wagwan, what's everyone saying? I love that shit shake and not stead.
I'm so done.
Well, how do you feel about the album, Nikki?
I love it. Yeah. Listening to it all the way through, I've listened to it about like 3-4 times.
Okay.
But like Lazarus, oh my gosh, on repeat.
Yeah.
20 to 1. I like Heart Attack, right? I know you said that some of the songs are too long. Heart Attack, I feel like, is perfect timing. I mean, I didn't really want Auntie crying at the end. Like,
could have done without it.
Yeah, we could have done
without it. When Sid's grandma comes on.
But I understand why he put it there.
Yeah,
in context,
why
he put it there. Obviously, it was all about like his family, his life, and where he's come to. So I understand the context, but obviously sometimes like a lot of people didn't really understand why it was there or liked it. Normally, like parents, voicemails and stuff like that, I'm not really...
You're not a fan of that?
No, I mean, Stalzing does it quite a lot as well. So I'm just like, bro, come down. But Clash, I don't know if I like Clash like
I love
that.
Clash.
Wow.
Do you want to pause? Do you want to... No, do you know what it is?
You don't have either. You don't have either, that's why.
Wow. You don't have... Wait, what's
going on?
You're trying to cook Nikki.
What's going on?
You're cooking me on a pot, Demi. I'm getting out of here.
You don't have a pair of Jordan 1s or Jordan 4s?
No, I do, though.
Oh,
do
you? Fair enough.
Which one?
Thank you. Let me show you a picture. Get you my Jordan.
I reckon she's got ones.
Do you want me?
She's definitely got
flights.
No.
What if they're mids?
No, I'll allow it.
No. I ain't showing you guys, because no. Listen, cut
Jordan
this out.
On Jordan 6.
But I don't know if you can see him properly here.
Now all I need now is Jordan Woods.
Have you seen this pair?
And I need that in Jordan with.
Doesn't mids.
Oh, okay. I get to I'm not going to cut talent. This shit out. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here.
My talent.
Your man's face.
I knew.
Listen.
Is it a Jordan 1 though?
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah, thank you.
Women are allowed to have mids. Just let them.
I'll get a quick big man.
Yo, this episode is unnameable.
Oi! Name it, get a grip, man.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Right, just because I don't like Clash. No, it's not that I don't not like it, but it's just a bit too much for me.
Fair enough.
What's too much?
But what's sort of one, like...
Okay, so what? It's Jordan 4s and Jordan 1s.
Rolex.
Yeah, but like even the verses as well.
It's got more than one. What's it? Left wrist costs 31. AP is 41. That's
yeah, 41. Well,
it's a 41 millimeter.
Yeah, but there's too many 1-1-1-1. Like, even the verses as well. Like, Stormzy's verse as well. Like,
I love that verse.
Oh my God, it's blending on a blending
man
one.
Called himself
hated
one.
The bailiff
one.
Hated one.
Off the bailiff one.
No, honestly.
You know how mad that is? And the beat.
Happy belated one.
Come on, man.
Nah.
Bailiff
Chip,
one.
Sorry about that, bro.
Nah.
You're going to have to hold that.
You're going to have to hold that, slam.
Hold that. But no, I actually love that album. Lazarus is
hey, Chip, we love
definitely my favourite. Yeah. No, we don't love Chip, but it's okay.
Yeah,
I like it. Chip coming apart.
That was literally about to be what I was going to say. Like, you're trying to ruin my interview.
Trying to ruin the bag.
I say.
Yo, when Chip comes on here, no scripting.
But who would you want on the pod, like, Chip or Stormzy?
Come on, dog. Is it even a
There's
question?
Money half in make you know?
No comment.
No, nah. Make a comment.
No comment.
Bailiff
Stormzy
one.
Interview would change our lives.
No. The bailiff one.
The bailiff one.
It has to be.
It has to be Stormzy the bailiff.
Boom.
Come on, man.
No comment.
No, it's the fact that he said she want to go to the cinema.
Oh, so we just walked downstairs.
Do you know how mad that is?
Yeah, no.
He's got a cinema in his house. Are you deep in it?
No, we understand the lyrics.
And this one was saying she doesn't like the song.
No.
Come on.
Rap genius sometimes over there.
Come on, dog. You like the song. It's okay.
Sometimes I have to deep the lyrics. I'm just like, okay. I'll let it slide for Stormzy's bit.
I got the Jordan 4s and Jordan 6s. Now all I need is Jordan Woods. Come on, man.
Don't get caught for piss.
Don't die for Nyash.
That's
what he's a liar.
Sorry, I'm gonna take back what I said about Clash. But yeah.
Yo, crazy. You'll be the one singing it.
Yeah, we don't even like it that time.
that's pretty funny.
Oh my God,
the album is doing amazing. It went number one. Yeah. It sold more than Olivia Rodrigo.
Can you imagine?
Get that plant out here.
Come on, dog. She's doing.
Debbie
doing
is the industry plant. Oh my God.
Nah, she's the biggest industry plant I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
What, that driver's license, and now she's like the biggest thing.
Listen, dog, the game's a game, innit? It's just nice to see someone like Dave actually doing better than
100%.
Shout out to the kid.
Only
23, you know.
Only 23.
Putting out back to back, like, amazing album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody else who's done that.
It's not happening, man. We have to salute.
Yeah.
Give praise.
For sure.
It's a black man doing it as well.
100%.
And big up to Dave. I respect it.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
And did you see Stormzy got him an AP?
Yeah, I saw that.
Was that him screaming in the video?
Why was Dave screaming like a bad bee that just got... Oh, like a bad Nah, he was literally screaming he said yes! Nah, guys, I literally saw it at like 1 a.m. I was like, no, why is Dave screaming like this? Nah. Man just got gifted an AP, he's screaming like...
I'm in tears.
He just got proposed to. Like,
honestly, I couldn't believe this energy. Yo, this is...
Man was a bad bee. Oh, that, nah.
Say yes to the what?
Say yes to that.
You're dumb.
Do you know what I think it was? I think you really wanted that watch for a long time.
Clearly.
Did you see? I couldn't believe his reaction.
I was saying, oh my gosh, is it that deep? Like,
man said clearly.
Okay, yeah.
The thing is, we've watched collections.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. I'm not.
No, I'm not screaming like that, bro. Like,
it's an AP, innit? It's an AP. So
it's an Audemars PG, and then also like it's a one of one.
Okay, yeah, but
so like that piece, it's gifted to him and only him. No one else has that piece.
Yeah.
So.
He was screaming, boy. Like, you know, on a ride at Fort Barber. No.
My man asked, what's your favourite song off the album? Someone said Location.
Location!
He was like, and she's a security guard. It was
the security guard was like,
you didn't even try.
Honestly, come on, man. Honestly.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's too funny.
What would you do for a pair of Jordan 4s? You know?
I don't know. It's not Nikki, not that.
What would you like to start? All
right. I'm not screaming like Dave screaming for a Jordan 4.
Someone said, what would you do if your mum was at Oxford Circus screaming for,
for the shoes? For
Jesus is Lord.
They were
if you see me there,
don't ask questions.
Don't ask anything.
Face your front.
Face front, innit?
Exactly. Would I be screaming? Don't ask questions.
Would you be screaming like that? That's the thing.
What are you screaming? David!
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 This size.
No.
Oh, I need this size as well.
Nah, it's dumb. Like, I've never heard screams like that.
Nah.
That's for the kids, isn't it?
Bad B Dave.
That guy was not a kid, mate. That guy was.
I don't care. You're
that guy is of age.
I know. I'm trying to shoot himself. Him, Bill.
There's no bail. You're going to jail.
That's a bar. You know. That is a bar.
Yo, get me on the Clash remix.
No. Oh my gosh.
Okay, I think. All in all, we enjoyed the album. Congratulations 100%. Again to David.
Yes.
We're just going to start calling him David
Doe. David.
David.
I'm calling him Bad B Dave.
Oh, I don't want to see that, can't you?
I don't
want to see you screaming like that.
Ever.
Oh gosh. I mean, it was that video is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a GOAT video now.
For real.
Stormzy should have been like, calm
down.
Calm down, nigga. Calm down.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Final topic. What men, what women can do that men can't?
Yes. There's a list growing online of things that men can't do.
You can't have a birthday cake.
Hey, apparently, men can't have an umbrella.
And I'm
like, what the hell?
No.
What's so bad about having an umbrella?
That's sexist. Yeah.
It is very sexist. Hilarious.
What kind of rubbish is that?
The list.
You can't have a birthday. Don't read it into.
No, let's go on the list. Let's. What is the list? List a couple things that men can't do.
Men can't have a backpack.
No, I've got one right there. They've not said that.
Men can't wear a backpack to work.
What do they want us to do?
Carry got a nice little briefcase.
Eman's perplexed.
Eman, nah, why are you so confused, bro?
Bro, we can't do nothing. We can't breathe.
You can't breathe. Men can't breathe.
You know the two would be like, I just find it unattractive when men breathe. Like, like damn, you can't hold your breath.
For real.
Oh, my God. With David Blaine or something.
Come on, man. We need to live out here, man.
So what? Okay, let's list it. Like, what? I know the first thing is pregnancy. Like, men cannot give birth to babies.
Don't think about it like that logically. Yeah, no, it's like, dumb shit.
There's no logic involved here.
Not like logical stuff. Like, obviously, you guys can't have
people. Men can't buy cocktails. That's another one.
Yeah.
Men can't use straws.
You can't have a strawberry dack. Do you know what I mean?
But why though? Like,
I don't think men should use straws.
Why not? It's COVID times, bro.
Man. Yeah, it's COVID times, right?
We need straws.
Hold up.
Pre-COVID, men should not be using straw, but I'm going to allow it during this.
So we're just skying drinks like this.
When you're double jabbed, I don't want
to
hear it.
Yeah, but if you come to me with that attitude, I'll just think.
Yeah, you're not taking anyone that says this stuff seriously.
No way. Like,
it's just a bit of balance.
If you say men can't do this, I'll be like, listen, at the end of the day, I'm going to do it anyway. Like,
well, that's the point. It's dumb. That's what you're like, it's not to be taken serious.
Yeah, no.
Too logical. Serious.
It's just stuff like girls like being putting dumb. On Twitter. But yeah, what, being dumb.
What else was on that?
Men can't chase after a lift when the door's closed.
You better wait for that.
And you better get the lift. If you don't get the lift, you're in trouble,
your
bro.
Thumb.
That's a fact.
That oh is so gosh. Funny. Jesus Christ. I've not laughed as much in ages.
No. What do you think, guys?
Sickening, man. The man I'm really losing.
I'm trying to think of any more. But yeah, those are the main ones that came to my mind. I just thought we should just...
No, I didn't say it, I promise.
It was her. It was all her.
We're reading this off of a page list. Right now.
This is all from the Nikki Diaries.
I'm not looking.
My mind is...
Is there anything that we have that, like, we actually I guess shouldn't it's do.
Oh, yeah, it's just...
We have discussed this before, but...
We
just,
have.
What, I want to get
women can't what do. Are your icks in women?
I don't know. Like, there's things that would just put me off.
Yeah.
That's weird. Bad makeup.
Okay.
You know what? I said dirty trainers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's I remember you saying okay. that, actually.
Like, recently... Listen, anybody who lives in London or anywhere in the UK, you can't be wearing Reebok...
Back, we back. Sorry about that, everybody. Technical difficulties and that.
All right, cool. So, we was listing off our icks. E-man, I know what you're talking about. And it's when people have their shoes and it's super duper tied up.
Nah, sorry. Before the technical difficulties occurred, I was basically telling all you Londoners, all you, anybody in the UK, I don't want to see you in the Reebok clubs, right? Fresh garms, but your crepes are just dirty.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? It doesn't make sense.
Isn't it vintage? Like, giving off that
yeah.
cool no,
Shoreditch High Street kind of vibe.
No, I don't think they care about their trainers the way we do.
You've been indoors for the whole entire year.
And now you
it's a pandemic.
And you've not been on any muds, but yet I find mud on your shoes. And your shirt is ironed.
Crisp.
Your trousers, linen.
Man said linen.
And your crepes are just... Dirty, they're just nasty.
This sounds like a fit, I can't like.
You're one of them.
Hey, E-Man, you've come for my kicks too many times today. Nah, name this, get a grip, E-Man, honestly. If I catch.
An elitist.
But it's just, if you just have dirty grips, I notice it. It just gives me a perception like right away. It's just like yeah.
I think for some people like it's just in our culture like it's seen as you have to have your especially if they're white, they need to be pristine. But other people just don't have that. Like if they want to get they don't feel comfortable with their shoes looking white. Like they want to get it a bit battered. So it's just like there's less pressure for them to look nice. We don't see it.
Huh? Wear black shoes.
You know what? You're right.
Wear black shoes. Wear Vans. Wear that's acceptable. Like Vans, you can get away with it.
I hear that. I'm on your side. I'm just.
Demi's just being devil's advocate.
This is a recent trend. Remember, like Young Philly, where he's talking about, oh yeah, every time he posted up on his socials, he's recording like every time his boy brings in a girl. He'll just record their shoes, and it's always girls with shoes that are just like white Air Force Ones mash up. But this is a recent trend. This is always Reebok Club C. it's annoying. It's like, where did you receive this anointing? This spirit.
Oh my God.
It's bad. It's bad manners.
And it has to stop.
Yeah, it has to finalize the day. Full stop.
Nikki, tell us what's your ick?
What's my ick? Oh my gosh. How long have we got, honey? I'm joking, no. I actually don't have that many.
Cat.
Well, I'm a keep it child friendly.
Big cat.
Give us two.
I don't know, guys. I actually genuinely
It's a hard question because it is one of those things that it's like what's so we had Sabrina from another podcast come on the show and her ick was like the size of the chocolate bar.
What?
But that sounds mad. Yeah. But like something might not give you the ick until you're in the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you don't know until
you actually see it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Obviously main one is like eating if we're like at a restaurant and you're like doing way too much. Like, calm down, bro. Like, the food's not running away, honey. Like, you know? And like, just being messy. Like, you're not a child. Like, my nephew like eats cleaner than that. So, it's not.
Would you mind a person eat with their hands?
Depends what it is, though.
Okay, right.
Yeah, you can eat a pizza with your hands.
Or for spaghetti.
Sorry, what? Why are you eating with your hands?
Like one caveman.
Yeah,
you gotta go home like, after that.
No, honestly, like I'm not paying the bill. Like,
I thought this is pounded jam. Come on,
rolling it up.
Nah, that's embarrassing.
But yeah, eating is a big
fair
ick.
What about you?
Me, yeah, I think like being rude to people as well. Like if you have like people who are super rude when like if you're dealing with people in the service industry, for example, because obviously I've worked in like retail and that. Yeah. If you're like, I don't know, a customer trying to get someone's shoes, and you're just breathing bare brazy. Like, listen, it's been a long day, innit? And usually it's kids that do that job. So obviously I feel sorry for them when they're in that position. So it's how they talk to other people. That's definitely it. That can be an ick if you're not nice.
Or saying please and thank you to the waiter.
Nice, you're rude.
Pretty much, man. Pretty much.
All right. Well, I think that is the perfect way to end probably a phenomenal episode on the
No.
Music. I was going to...
Hold on. I've got to ask you this question.
Oh, my good gosh. There you go. Iman, you've come for me twice. Don't let this be the third time today, but let's go. Not him looking into the camera. I'm screaming.
Man's broke the
fourth wall. Is this camera on me?
Cut the cameras, dead.
You can ask a question.
Yes, honey.
Would you propose to a man?
Would I propose to a man? So we wrapping this up. Or?
This has been the Made in Chapel podcast.
Hell no.
Told you. Come on, Doug.
We spoke about this like on the next episode because like
spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Love that. Exclusive.
Yeah. Actually, it's not really a spoiler alert because the way I bring it up is different. But it'll be very interesting to know from a woman's perspective would you ever propose to a man?
She just said no.
I'm good, love, enjoy. All
right. Fuck.
Oh my gosh, you guys chill me.
We'll save it for the next episode. Do you want to give it context?
No.
Nah. We've got to tune into the next ep now.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, everyone, you know what time it is. It's that part of the show where we pick our favourite music from the week. Cool. Tell the people what you're listening to.
My choice for the playlist this week is a song called Rest in Peace, Young by Isaiah Rashad. He put out his new album. It's a really good album. If you don't do anything else today, listen to that song. It is a vibe. Vibey vibe.
Nikki?
It's going to have to be.
Imagine.
Hell no. It's not Clash. It's going to be Lazarus, though.
Oh, you know what? Okay. David be staying in the... That's how you know it's a good album. He stayed in the playlist.
Ayo, pum pum silk. Yeah, that's the one.
I was like, what the fuck is she talking?
I'm sorry. Lazarus.
Good choice. Very good choice.
Crack in that song. I love it so much.
My choice will be 1-4 Street Guide Part 1. They're the boys from, I want to say Brisbane or Melbourne in Australia, and they do drill. It's weird hearing... another accent do drill, but they're great. So
fair enough. Slip. Email. Eames.
I have a few options.
West Side Gun.
No.
Mac Homie.
Ready to put I do want to put a song, but no. I think I will just. Well, all right. So there's a few songs that I have been listening to, but I will choose one in a second. So. The one that just recently released is Nirvana, Skepta and J Balvin.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Awesome song, awesome collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
He did very well. Shout out to Lazy, especially at the end of the video, the way he popped up. That was actually kind of jokey, but it was funny.
Okay.
Recently, I listened to this song as well, Wicked by Jules.
Vibes.
Super vibes.
Nux as well is on that song.
Super vibes. I'll put R.I.P. to Pot Smoke, Mercy Baku.
That song's hard as well.
Yeah.
That song's hard.
Yeah.
Big up Pop Smoke.
We're also going to put on A1J1's new song as well.
Oh, yeah.
Just to support the family.
Shout out to them.
Of course.
Yeah, no. Great choices. Yeah. Episode 98. What a phenomenal one. That's one for the history books.
Dope.
No, honestly.
I'm going to have a field day trying to find the name for this episode. There's too many.
I loved it, man. Oh, man.
She's a Buffy no slayer.
Clarice,
or is it Clarice? Or was it
Clarice?
Clarice.
Yeah.
If you're watching this,
Team Clarice.
You already know what time it is, man.
Thanks, Feb. On everything, on all social medias.
You already know. Just snowflake, and we know what time it is. All right, episode 98. Thank you so much, Nikki.
We appreciate you, Nikki.
Thanks for having me, guys. I love it.
You really are the fourth member.
I am.
No cap.
Guys, you're not getting rid of me ever.
Nah, we're coming. We'll have
you. You want to.
Get grippy, man. That's it.
Get grippy, man.
Yeah, that's the name. You know what? That's the name of the episode. Forget it.
All right.
Nothing else matters. Episode 98.
Episode 98. Follow us on all socials. MIC pod hashtag. If you want to jump in a conversation, talk to us, drop us some reviews on Apple Podcasts as well, and just share the love.
Yeez.
Oh, and follow Nikki Diaries.
Oh,
on all platforms.
Period.
On God. You.